have an email address. It's like a verified email.
The check mark is not reliable because people that I've sent out had the gas. And some that have a check mark say it went to my spam folder and I have to resend it. I know the HubSpot is like a sales
thing. Hello? Hi, good morning. This is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Is this Harry?
Yeah. Hi, Julian. How are
you? Hey, Harry. Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. I just wanted to touch base with you. I was gone earlier this week out of town, but I understand you spoke with my underwriter. Is that correct?
Yeah, somebody called me. Yeah, I think it was your underwriter.
Yeah, his name is Jeremiah.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with you, see how that conversation went, see if you're what your thoughts are, and I'll be happy to answer any questions or address any concerns you have.
Well, I told you that those terms are a bit stiff. I don't think I'm very interested in that.
Okay, no problem. Is it too expensive, or were you looking for longer term, or?
I was looking for longer term. I was looking for payments, not daily. And, it's a bit expensive. I mean, it comes up to like 80% or something for the year rate of interest. So that's a bit high. I mean, I don't really need that type of merchandise unless I am having a deal which I buy today, flip tomorrow, and I can double my money or something in a couple of days. And that may be worth it. But there are not so many deals like that around.
Yeah, I understand. Just to kind of go over it really quick, we got you 15 grand. I know you were looking for like a little bit more, a little bit longer term. I think there were just some concerns with risk at this point in time, at least. But maybe we can get you some more money later down the line. But yeah, just to confirm with you, is 15K, and then you'd be paying about $4,500 in interest. So the bottom line is, if you can make more than $4,500 on top of that, in 6 months, then you should take it. But if you're not going to make, if you're not even going to make the interest on that 15K, obviously it doesn't make sense for you. It being unsecured, it is more expensive than like the traditional car loan, for example, because it's secured by the asset, right? Where these cases, we have customers that don't pay us back. So that's why it's a little bit higher risk. And in order to mitigate that risk, we have to charge higher interest on some of these programs. But yeah, so it's 15K. Basically, like I said, if you can make more than 4,500 on that 15K within 6 months, you should take it. I know it sounds a little bit expensive because it's unsecured cash. But it, you know, for special opportunities or special, needs for your business, it like, for example, because I know you're going to be using it for inventory, right?
That's correct, only for inventory. If I get a deal, I always get deals, you know, especially around this season, Christmas season.
Yeah.
My concern is this, that you say that some people don't pay you cash. Now, I understand if somebody's been in business a year or two, he's ready to jeopardize whatever he has because he doesn't have much of a...
Yeah, no, I mean, there's...
Hold on one moment. Hold
no
on,
problem.
Hold on.
No problem.
Yeah, I'm with you now.
Yeah, okay, no problem. No, yeah, we help businesses startups.
I was saying that what I was saying that it's a new business or a business which is a year or two old really doesn't have much to lose because he doesn't have much of a reputation to protect. I
right.
picked up this reputation over 32 years, you know, so for me it's a different matter altogether.
I totally understand. I was just going to mention, we have customers that have businesses for as long as you have, and then we have customers that are more on like the startup, like the 0 to 5 years sort of thing. But yeah, like I said, if there's an opportunity, like for example, if you're experiencing stockouts, for example, like if you have customers that are trying to purchase products that you don't have, and you just needed to bring it on for those special cases, I can leave this approval open. So like if you have like an emergency or something, you know, you can take all of it or you can take some of it if a need arises. So I can kind of just leave it open for you if you do experience something like that in the near future. But you also mentioned that you would save roughly 10% when you buy in bulk, right, on the inventory.
Yeah, but this $15,000 is not in bulk. I mean, when I buy, sometimes I buy $100,000 worth.
I see.
$150,000. For the $15,000 would be a small deal. And you're right. If I have a customer for it, and if somebody's making me an offer, and I could just buy and flip and send it to the customer and get my money back, then it may be worth it. But the daily terms is too much of a discouragement, Julian. I can't go sitting in my in my computer every day and check Citibank's statements and make entries and all that stuff. It's just too much of a headache every day, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
So, but like you said, you know what I could do? Let's leave it there and let's leave it open. If I need it, I'll give you a buzz. Is this the number to call you at?
Let me double. Is it 858-779-0931? Is that right?
Hold on. 858-779-0931.
Yeah. Give me a call anytime. Like I said, I'll leave it open for as long as I can. If something comes up, let me know. But just to kind of put it in perspective, I know you're probably used to like lower interest rates, but do you have a line of credit with your bank, for example?
Actually, with my bank, I have no credit. I used to have, when they yanked everybody's credit, Citibank, and that's why I don't want to even go to them again. And they yanked my credit. I had $250,000 open with them. Now I have about maybe about $18,000 left with them. So it's nothing. I could pay that all one shot and then just let it let everything. They would reinstate me anytime. But I never want to go to them again because they gave me a loan, and they said that the terms of the loan are that we can take it back whenever we want. And I said, how can I plan anything? Like with you guys, rate may be higher, but at least I can plan something.
Right. It's more flexible. You pay a little bit of a premium for that flexibility. So,
But do you know what Citibank is charging me for that loan which they had for me? Prime plus one. It comes to about 3%.
Yeah, that's really good. And that's because it's secured by your bank account. Because, for example, if you're unable to make payments anymore or if you default, they'll just take the money right out of your bank account. So they have the ability to charge you, and we don't. If we don't get paid back, we're SOL. You know what I mean?
Well, you too have my bank account, but they have a bank account. But I could nothing to prevent me from switching my account. I can switch to Chase and the Jiffy. I've never played those games. I've been in business 32 years. I know that guys who play these games, they only shoot themselves in the foot. It's, they outsmart themselves. It's not worth it, you know?
Yeah.
My reputation is more important. So if you want to put me on the same basket as those guys who don't pay, and like you say, you've got customers like me who've been in business 32 years, and you want to put us all in the same basket, then that's not business-like. You're treating us all the same way. So that's also not proper, you know?
No. I absolutely respect your feedback, but let me just give you the specific feedback from my underwriting department. I think they were concerned about the ending balances. There's certain programs that require a certain dollar amount for ending balances, and I think some of your bank statements had a low ending balance. Just to give you the specific feedback. I don't know if it's something
We went through that. A businessman doesn't keep ending balance. He doesn't have to impress anybody but his own warehouse and his inventory positions.
Down
in my inventory, you know my ending balance is worth about $1 million.
Absolutely. But from a lender's perspective, if you're just looking at the ending balances, it could be a little bit concerning
Let's keep it open. If I need it, I'll give you a call. Now, you said that you will keep it open as far, as long as possible. You just said that about 2 minutes ago. What do you mean by as long as possible? Can I depend upon it? Let's say some supplier calls me and says, Harry, I got this deal. Can I tell him immediately, yes, I take it, confident that you will be having that for me, or do I have to first check up with you?
Call me first, just in case, because sometimes my underwriters will ask me, they'll say, hey, can I close this? We want to open up some more funding for another customer. Is that okay? And I'll say, yeah, that's fine. But I would just give me a call just in case. If it's more than a few months especially, give me a call. Worst case scenario, we'll get your latest bank statements and we'll renew your approval. It'll be very easy since we already pretty much have everything. But just keep in contact with me and let me know if anything comes up. Let me know if you have any questions. Let me know if you just need, if you get some other offers in the mail, you just want to get my advice about it or whatever. I'll be happy to help you. Even if we aren't doing any business right now, if you have any needs, say 6 months from now or a year from now, I want to be here for you. So.
Well, I keep getting offers in the mail and on phone several a day. I don't know what's going on. But people, how do you all find out that I pay good and I borrow from others? Is there some sort of a central database or something?
Exactly. So whenever you borrow money, it was probably when you did financing with Citibank. There's a public record called a UCC filing. These companies basically can get these records by bulk, and then they reach out to these companies. So just to kind of put in perspective, we've been doing this for 14 years. We're one of the first companies that started doing working capital. There's a ton of competition now, and it's crazy. And a lot of them are like borderline unethical, just the way they practice and that they market to their customers. But like I said, we've been doing this for 14 years, so I just want you to know, all the processes, I'd be very, transparent with you, upfront, honest, just give you accurate feedback. I care more about the relationship.
Well, let me ask you a question, Julian.
Yes.
What if I don't want it till January next year? So you say, okay, now the underwriters freed up the funds and they gave it to somebody else, now you got to apply again. And I apply again, and then you ask me for my tax returns. In January, my tax returns are not going to be ready.
That's fine. We don't need the latest year. We actually have a lot of customers that haven't even filed 2015 tax return, and we use 2014. It's totally fine.
Okay. All right. So then I'm going to save your number, or you give me... You have my email address?
I think I do. Let's see. Yes. Harry96778 AOL, right?
Right, right.
Cool.
If you can shoot me an email once every couple of weeks, 2 weeks or so, I'll have you in my mind that, okay, I have this ready funding source or something. Or if you can shoot me an email and tell me the underwriters are now about to close this file and then you don't have this anymore, then I might even call up a couple of suppliers and say, hey, you have a deal for me, I have the funds. So give me a call when my situation is about to change. Can you do that, or is that too much for you?
No, absolutely. I'll be very happy to do that. I'll send you an email right now just so you have my information in your recent email history, and then I'll maybe send you another email in a couple weeks or something, and maybe I'll give you a call around like December. Would that be okay?
Yeah, give me a call. Just email me. It's so much better. Sometimes I don't receive calls. Just email me every like 2 weeks or so I have you in front of me, and I know that should I get a deal, I can do it. But if you're closing my file, and if the underwriters, like you say, are freeing up the funds to give it to somebody else, then I need to know so that I know that this chapter is closed, this door is closed, so I don't even depend upon it.
Okay, no problem. Sometimes after a few months, they will just close it. Like, they don't ask me. If it's within a few weeks or like, I would say about 2 months, I can keep it open. I can just kind of keep nudging them, like, hey, make sure leave this open. But yeah, if it ends up being like a few months, they're probably going to end up just closing it without even asking me. But if it's within, I would say, 60 days or so, I'm gonna leave it open as long as I can, okay?
Okay, do that, because usually around December is when I get a great demand, and then if I get a deal, I just take it and flip it, because around the 1st of December is when all my customers, they start buying for their stores. I supply to stores. So I always get deals, and I always get demand in December. So if you give me, it's not September, September to October, October to November, that'll be 60 days. If you can keep it open 90 days, nothing like it. But otherwise, shoot me an email when they're about to close.
Perfect. Sounds good, Harry. Yeah, I mean, similar situation as yours. We have a lot of customers, for example, in the construction industry, and they'll use these programs to take on, really big projects that require a lot of upfront costs. So these projects, they normally wouldn't be able to take on without these sort of programs, you know what I mean? So like, for example, in your case, when the holiday time, you don't have, 150 grand sitting in your bank account or even 40 grand sitting in your bank account. So that's kind of like where these programs come into play, where you have an opportunity. Even if you're paying a little bit more interest, it's paying off because you're growing your business. You know what I mean?
I'm not paying a little bit more interest. I'm paying per annum about 80%. That's a lot.
It's not 80. I mean, it's probably like 55 or something for my calculation. But yes, I definitely...
55, because I'm starting paying you back from the first day.
Right.
55. In 6 months, I'm paying you 33%, because you're giving me 15,000, you're taking back 20,000. In 6 months, I'm paying you 33. In 12 months, that'll make it 66%. But now you've got to factor in the fact that I'm starting paying you back from the first day onwards. So this increases the interest rate by about 10%. I would say it's almost 80%. That's a big. That's almost loan sharking. That's very heavy. But like you say, nobody's forcing me to take it. If I have a deal, I take it. If I can flip it around, I can take it. I won't take it for a long-term deal. I won't take it for buying inventory and holding on to it for 1 year, but I'll take it for an inventory deal which I can flip in a month. I'll do that,
Correct.
But now, we were also discussing two other aspects. One was the daily repayment. That is a bit prohibitive for me. That would definitely put me, make me discouraged. Secondly, was that the $400, the initiation or whatever fee you call it. That you said you're going to discuss and let me know, the origination fee.
Yeah,
so I'm going to get back to me about that.
Yeah, I spoke with Jeremiah. That, unfortunately, is not able to be waived in this particular case. But like I said, if something comes up around December or something, I would love to reevaluate that. Maybe something that we can take up in the future. If it's something that I can do, even just to earn your business, I will try to do that.
Okay, and so, if you can reevaluate this the repayment terms,
yeah,
I might
like
be encouraged to take it earlier.
Yeah, or something.
If you can make it weekly, I may be encouraged to take it earlier. Let me know.
All right, Harry, sounds good. Like I said, I'll send you an email right now, and I'll send you another email in a couple weeks or so just to say hello, okay?
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for your time, Harry. Take care.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.